Can you fool yourself into feeling better? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You've heard of the placebo effect. Researchers give sick patients a pill and let them think it's a miracle drug when in fact it's just a sugar pill. And yet some of the test subjects actually get better just because they believe in the pill. It's bad news for a drug company when the placebo works just as well as the real thing, but it's actually great news for the patient because it means they got better without having to take some chemical and endure the side effects. So why not just exploit the placebo effect? Well, because the ethics of tricking a sick person are sketchy, that's why. However, maybe deception isn't necessary. The latest placebo study involved 80 patients suffering from irritable bowel syndrome. They were given a placebo at random, and those picked to get the placebo were told, quote, that they would be taking placebo pills made of an inert substance that had been shown in clinical studies to produce significant improvement in symptoms through mind-body self-healing processes. So they were told flat out they were getting a fake pill to test the mind's ability to heal the body. The rest got no treatment. And the effect? 35% of those who got no treatment got better. Their irritable bowel calmed down all on its own. But of those on the placebo, the cure rate was 59%. Wow! Who wouldn't try that? Sure, it'd be cheaper. This is not going to work for every disease, certainly not for cancer. But a pharmaceutical researcher told me that for conditions like erectile dysfunction, let's just say that before you go spending hundreds of dollars on pills and a pair of bathtubs in the middle of a meadow, you might try just popping a blue M&M. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.